Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The United States has confirmed that US-supplied cluster bombs are being used in Ukraine as part of its offensive against Russia. Ukraine has pledged to only use the cluster munitions to dislodge groups of Russian enemy soldiers. Ben Lowings reports.
At a news briefing, the White House National Security Spokesman, John Kirby, said that initial feedback from Kiev suggested that the munitions were being utilised effectively. He said they were already having an impact on Russia's defensive lines. NATO members have expressed concern over Washington's decision to supply the weapons to Kiev. The bombs can kill indiscriminately over a wide area and are banned in more than 100 countries.
There's been condemnation from across the Muslim world against the latest desecration of the Quran in Sweden. Saudi Arabia has now joined Iran and Iraq in summoning Swedish diplomats over the incident on Thursday that saw a Christian Iraqi refugee stamp on a copy of Islam's holy book outside Iraq's embassy in Stockholm. Tom Bailey reports.
Thursday's incident came a month after the same man burnt a copy of the Quran outside Stockholm's main mosque, sparking a diplomatic dispute between Sweden and several Muslim-majority countries. The row centres on the Scandinavian nation's freedom of speech laws, with the protest allowed to go ahead after a court overturned a police ban. Sweden's ambassador in Iraq was told to leave the country and its embassy was attacked in protest at the desecration. Baghdad has also suspended business with several Swedish companies. Sweden's government has condemned the recent attacks on the Quran, describing them as legal but not appropriate.
The US Army Secretary has expressed deep concern for the welfare of an American soldier who crossed the heavily fortified border into North Korea on Tuesday. Christine Warmoth said that despite US attempts to reach out to Pyongyang, the location and welfare of Private Travis King are unknown. Sean Dilley is in Washington.
Christine Warmoth's words about Travis King's decision to cross the border to North Korea were blunt and to the point.
I worry about him, frankly. I worry about how they may treat him.
She echoed the words of the White House spokesperson, who told journalists on board Air Force One that they don't know where Travis King is or how he is. She said whatever Travis King may have done in the past, America just wanted their soldier back.
A court in the Malawian capital, Lilongwe, has convicted a Chinese national of racism and exploiting children in relation to a series of online videos. Liu Ke was sentenced to 12 months in prison for filming children singing racist chants about themselves in Chinese, which they did not understand, and then sold the videos on Chinese social media. In one, a youngster was heard saying, "I am a monster with a low IQ." BBC News. The Brazilian plane maker Embraer says a new factory will be built near Sao Paulo to produce electric flying taxis, which it hopes to take to the skies from 2026. The aircraft, to be made by the Embraer subsidiary Eve, will resemble a small helicopter with enough space for up to six customers. It's envisaged a trip will cost between $50 and $100. Eve says it already has orders for almost 3,000 air taxis. US regulators recently released a timeline for air taxis to be flying there as early as 2025. India has ordered an immediate ban on shipments of non-basmati white rice in a move likely to impact global food markets. Domestic prices have increased 3% in a month after heavy monsoon rains damaged rice crops in parts of the country. India accounts for 40% of the world's rice exports. Non-basmati white rice is its biggest exporting category. African countries and neighbours like Bangladesh and Nepal are among the top buyers. Unions and Broadway producers say they've reached a deal which will avert a strike in New York's Theatreland. The deal must still be agreed by union members. Amsterdam's council has banned cruise ships from the city centre. The move is part of the Dutch capital's attempts to limit visitor numbers and curb pollution. Will Leonardo reports.
For years, Amsterdam's residents have been accustomed to the sight of massive cruise ships sailing up the Eye waterfront and docking a short walk away from the city's main railway station, but not for much longer. The huge vessels had become a symbol of the problem of over-tourism. The motion to move them out of the centre passed by a large majority. Amsterdam has become a victim of its own popularity, attracting 20 million annual visitors, some drawn by its party city reputation. The council has been trying to scrub up, banning cannabis smoking on the streets and urging bachelor parties to stay away. In March, it launched an online campaign specifically telling badly behaved young British men to reconsider their holiday plans.
BBC News.